We're speaking with Chris Sargent, who's the president and CEO of the United Way of the Battle Creek Kalamazoo area. Chris, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
The United Way, in conjunction with the city of Kalamazoo, has begun a new effort to help some of the smallest businesses in the area who've been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. What exactly is this new grant program?
Yeah, so we're referring to it as a microenterprise grant program. And really what it allows for is for businesses located in the city of Kalamazoo that have 10 employees or less, that have been in operation for a year or more and have annual revenues of $1 million or less, they qualify for $5,000 grant as a part of this program to support their business. And so we're really doing this in response to, we know that small businesses have been especially hit hard by the impacts of COVID-19 pandemic. And so in addition to the loan fund that we launched just over a month ago, we now are creating this grant fund that creates opportunities for businesses to, you know, be able to have working capital to support things like payroll and rent and mortgage and utilities, as well as potentially the resources they need to be able to open back up once the stay-at-home order either has been lifted or once their business qualifies to open back up in some capacity.
Some businesses, particularly some that are minority-owned, had said that the loan program that you mentioned was not so helpful for them because they didn't want to go into debt, not knowing how the pandemic was going to play out. Do you think this initiative will help address that issue?
Yeah, one of the things that we heard, and I think it's for all businesses, you know, taking on additional debt right now with an uncertain future for many of our businesses is challenging at best. And so even for those who did apply for the loan program and receive support, one of the things that we had consistently been hearing is there any part of this that can be forgivable, or is there any kind of grant dollars that could help support this time if, in fact, I don't want to add additional debt and take on a loan? And so we, from the beginning, the United Way and the city of Kalamazoo have been talking about how we could do something like this. And really, thanks to the Consumers Energy Foundation for stepping up in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek and seven other communities across Michigan, that was the impetus for some of the initial resources to create this fund and this grant program. And then the city has also put in $300,000 pending commission approval, I might add, but given us the opportunity to be able to launch this program yesterday. And we are very focused. So one of the things that you mentioned is we're very focused on BIPOC and women-owned businesses. So Black, Indigenous, and people of color-owned businesses, women-owned businesses are a priority focus for us, as is with our connection with Shared Prosperity Kalamazoo, kind of neighborhood-based businesses in Edison, Northside, and Eastside are also a priority. So not exclusive to that, but definitely a strong priority for us as we move forward in making these decisions.
Is this money going to be available for micro businesses in Battle Creek as well as Kalamazoo, or just Kalamazoo?
Yeah, so fortunately, with our friends at Battle Creek Unlimited, who also had a grant program already, they had some of the additional funds from the Consumers Energy Foundation of $200,000, plus some of the support from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. So there is a similar program in Battle Creek for businesses there as well. Slightly different criteria, but similar criteria and focus as ours here in Kalamazoo.
And how many businesses do you think you'll be able to help?
Well, so each of these grants are for $5,000. We have a total pool of $500,000, so upwards of 100 businesses could qualify potentially. Part of it's just going to depend on what we see in terms of the interest and the feedback. The application is now open, and businesses can go to our website, which is changethestory.org. Again, going to changethestory.org, our United Way website, right on the landing page, they'll see a button up at the top that says Kalamazoo Micro Enterprise Grants, and they can click on that, and it'll actually take them to the information information, the criteria, and an area where they can click to apply for one of these grants. The application is open now. So it came open yesterday, and it'll be open for the next 2 weeks. So deadline to apply is May 27th at 5 p.m. And then we'll have a diverse group of individuals and partners with us in the community that'll look at all of these applications and make those decisions about who gets them. And we'll be able to announce that the 1st of June in terms of the businesses that were successful.
Businesses, you know, from General Motors on down are having a real interesting time, to say the least, during the pandemic. Do you think that these very small businesses, though, you know, have some special challenges?
Well, I do, because I think in many cases, you know, they're in an industry that may not allow them to build up a significant amount of reserves or have access to other forms of capital. And so we know how critical and essential this is. So we tried to be as responsive as we could to get those resources out and into the community. We have another critical focus for us at United Way, and it's a population we refer to as ALICE, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So our working families, if you will, in the community, and many of them are employed by small businesses and businesses of this size. And so we know that it's really important to not only support the businesses, but also to think about the workers who work for these businesses. And so for United Way, we're focused on both groups and trying to do everything we can to be helpful.
As you mentioned, the application process for these grants has only been open for about a day or so now. Have you already received some interest?
We have. Yeah, we typically, when we do grant programs, and of course, United Way has a long history, and most people know us because of an organization that raises resources and gives grants out. We have a user-friendly online application, and for anybody who may struggle or need some support for that, we have a lot of great, competent team members who can help people kind of work through that, answer any questions they have, or create accommodations so that they can apply, even if they may not have full access to the online system. We'll work with businesses. We really want to make sure that we're getting dollars out to the businesses who need it most so they get through this challenging time and be the businesses that they have been in this community for so long and really exist post-pandemic.
The United Way, you know, mainly is in the past has helped support, you know, other nonprofit groups. This is kind of a new venture then for the United Way, helping business.
It is. I mean, we always usually work very closely with businesses, and many businesses are very generous with United Way. It's how we raise, you know, over $9 million a year in the region to support the nonprofit community and dozens of partners who ensure that, you know, families have access to food and shelter and childcare and a variety of other things that we focus on in terms of our nonprofit grant making that we do that most people know us about. At the same time, that partnership for years has been businesses in an altruistic capacity support United Way. And this was an opportunity because we work so closely with the city of Kalamazoo and the Foundation for Excellence for us to think about it in new and different ways. And so we really took our skill in being able to mobilize resources in a community and make strong, objective decisions about how we support organizations in the community and applied it to both this grant program as well as the loan program that we've been doing for over a month now.
Do you think that there will be more money forthcoming for additional grants, or is this going to be it?
Well, I think this is going to be a primary amount of resources. But Andy, one thing that we're always interested in exploring is if there are other people and organizations who want to, you know, either add to the resources that we have or help us think about additional resources that are needed in a community. We're always open to exploring and entertaining those conversations. For us, we want to do everything we can to support businesses, to support the nonprofit sector, and ultimately to support people in our community who need it the most. I think the one thing that I would just continue to reinforce is, you know, we all can play a part in helping our community. So whether it's individuals who might give $10 to our disaster relief fund to help children and families, we appreciate that. Whether it's individuals who order takeout tonight at their favorite restaurant to help our small business community, or whether it's individuals who are on the front lines every day, continuing to work as essential workers, or those volunteers who are showing up at the food bank to make sure that people have access to food. I just want to say how fortunate we are to live in this community and in this region where people are so generous with their time and money and their investments. And I want to thank everybody who's listening for any ways that they can support their neighbors right now in these challenging times.
Chris Sargent is the president and CEO of the United Way of Battle Creek in Kalamazoo. Chris, thanks again for taking time to speak with us.
Thanks, Andy.